Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, this the Streets Don't Love You Back. We dedicate this to all the youths across America, all those who've been abandoned by their parents and loved ones. We let you know that God is good, always, even when no one else cares. He's there for you.
Oh,
keep your head up.
Oh, hey.
The streets don't love you back. Out here grinding in the
light. Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show on Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, what's up?
Today's July 1st, 2009. I'm your host, Lucinda Fierros, coming to you from Maricopa, Arizona, with my co-host, Robert Boyd. And as always, tonight is our topic is The Streets Don't Love You Back. And we have a couple of guests. Our first guest tonight is Mr. Joe Johns, the former host of In and Around 452, a show that was in Cincinnati, Ohio. And later, we will talk with an upcoming reggae music artist, Rising Sun. How you doing, Robert?
Oh, I'm great today, Ms. Lucinda, and thanks for checking in out of Arizona. And we just want to talk today to Brother Joe John, and we're glad that you could make it, Brother John. And I'll let Lucinda start off with, asking the questions to you.
Okay.
Well, I just wanted to find out, can you tell me a little bit about what your show In and Around 452 was about and how you got going with that?
Well, it was more of a community-oriented show that we tried to bring innocent people on, especially business people, people who were trying to do things in the community, whether they were, as people call, activists, if they were business people, if they were educators, etc., to try to get as much word out in the community, positive words out in the community as we could. That, I guess it's similar to the Streets Don't Love You Back type of format.
Right. And as you know, the Streets Don't Love You Back movement is a brand new movement, branching off of the autobiography of Robert Boyd's book that he wrote. What can you, or how can you tell me anything about the movement that you think is going to go really well?
I took some notes down, but I think the whole format is a good format to try to get young people to start thinking about another lifestyle. I think we've messed up over the last 50 years, and we have, I can't say taught our children, we have not taught our children to care about themselves, to respect themselves, and almost down to a one mind as a type of business that goes on in the African American community. And I think that the Street Don't Love You Back will go a long ways in changing this perception. And I can't find my notes.
That's okay. Let me just let our listeners know that our movement is a movement is striving to educate our youth about the dangers of gang violence and that there are many alternatives to the gang thug drug life. And Robert Boyd's autobiography is about his life and how he grew up in the gang drug ghettos of Detroit. So, Rob, why don't you take it from here for a little bit?
Well, one thing I want to say is, I'm really glad that Mr. Brother Joe John once and for all, came on the show because I'll just give people a little insight. I met Mr. Joe John 11 years ago, and he was the young man who gave me my vision for us to start my Keep It Real show, which still plays on a Warner Cable in Cincinnati, Ohio, down there. I was on his show back in March 1998. He spoke to me, said, "You speak real well. You need to have a show of your own." I really didn't pay attention to it at first, but, by listening to him and seeing how bright Mr. John was and what he was doing, I wanted to make a difference too as well. So I started up the Keep It Real show. So I just really wanted to put that out there to people that Mr. Brother Joe John have always been a very positive guy, and his wife, Miss John, has always been very positive as well. And I would just like to ask you, Mr. John, when you first found out about the movement and the things that I was doing, what perception did you take on that?
Well, first of all, I would have to say I wasn't surprised. I since I've known you, I'm just not surprised. As you said, you are very positive, and you're a brilliant person. We've talked about this before, that I may have shown you the way, pointed to the road, but you're the one that walked the road. I had the same opportunity when Mr. Rollins picked me to be the host of In and Around 452, but my brain was nowhere near what yours was when I spoke to you. So I have to give all the credit to you and accolades, because you've done a great thing here, and I think it's going to get even bigger. This is tremendous.
Mr. Johns, let me go ahead.
Go ahead, Mr. Simmons.
Oh, I just wanted to let you know, Mr. Johns, that as well, you know, as our radio show has just gotten started, we are also, along with the Keep It Real show in Cincinnati, we'll be coming out with a new show in September, and the show is called Change, and it's a reality show that we will have stories of real people that used to be involved in the gang thug drug life and how they've been able to change their lives, and you know, our goal is to maybe help other people through example and through the examples of the lives that these people have gone through, that maybe we can help or reach out to some of the people that are out there now and help change their lives.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of things, good things coming out.
Yeah, well, that sounds brilliant, too. It's going to be a job, and I think you've already seen that, or you already know that, because I think you're coming up against maybe 40 or 50 years of a mindset that slowly grew up in our community. I talk to young kids about drugs, and even older people. Now, I've been fortunate, I guess, that I've never been involved or have known that I was around a gang. I've been able to move freely across this country. And I just never was aware of gang activity until, I guess, the last 15 to 20 years. I talked to guys that was in the military with me, and they say they were in a gang, but the way they talked, it was almost a fun thing. So, but I think over the last 40 or 50 years, we began to let things go that we shouldn't have. Education, being innovative in our own communities, building in our own communities to show our children that this is another lifestyle. But we became a dependent group of people, and this is the results of it, I think.
Right. We also want to remind our listeners that if you would like to call in and speak with us, our number is 347-826-7273. And we are going to listen to a song here by Rising Sun called Bad Boy Don't Play. And as soon as we return, we have a caller. We'll take a call.
Watch out, watch out, watch out. Danger in our area. Babylon, this is danger in our area. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Killing with words and power. Watch this. Danger, danger. You better watch yourself and be wise. Because if you don't open your eyes, you'll be talking about why. Don't play me in a tower. These men are made, them boss every day with no fear or shame. Hey, danger, danger. You better watch your step and be wise. Because if you don't open your eyes, you'll be sound, oh, 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 oh. Don't play me, be no tower, oh, 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 oh. These men are
rock made. Them bust every day. Say bad boy, don't play. Say road boy, rough and tough, rugged, ready for war. You better watch what you say. You disrespect and get checked, wind up in a demoral. Me say the bad boy, don't play. I'm civilized, living peace, destroy my enemy. Job let me win longer days. Relieve my stress, and it takes me small pounds of weed. Yo, I'm confident, I don't start no beef. So if I break your neck, I will be well justified. And I clean up the mess from the head to your feet. Then bow down low, so I'm for a Selassie eye. When Babylon them fled, then I'm just that watch. For better or for worse, my people, I've got your back. And even if I'm next, shall guide and protect. I'll make my gifts away, don't want to get caught in no trap. Still I have no fear, cause judgment is near. Say Armageddon, been going hot for a while. I see crystal clear, I sharpen my spear. And fight until the end, I'm orthodox, quick and wild. Say bad boy, don't play, yeah. Say rude boy, rough and tough, rugged, ready for war. You better watch what you say, yeah. You disrespect and get death, wind up in a demob. Me say the bad boy, don't play, yeah. I'm civilized, living peace, destroy my enemy. Job left me with longer days. Relieve my stress, meditate, eat small pounds of weed. I've been a warrior for long, long, long. I'm well disciplined and I don't take no shit. I love the youth, them so strong, strong, strong. I have to persevere, so you know me never quit. You best stay out of my way, way, way. Unless you break the rules, cause I still pay my dues. You know the bad boys don't play, play, play. I balance the scale on the path that I choose. I jump in a mic with a bang, bang, bang. Me come from murder sound, boy, all across the globe. I have to let my nuts hang, hang, hang. I have to keep it live when I come wreck the show. Me say the bad boy don't play, yeah. Say rude boy, rough and tough, rugged, ready for war. You better watch what you say, yeah. You disrespect and get checked, wind up in a demog. Me say the bad boy don't play, yeah. I'm civilized, living peace, destroy my enemy. Job left me with longer days. Relieve my stress, meditate, we smoke pounds of weed. So when I'm blowing out smoke, you can just relax, cause I'm Irie. Still I ain't no joke. I can turn morbid from lively. Brother man, keep it real. Let's work together and make money. Me no one but no steal. Internal genocide is not funny. I humble and pray that I never have to get ugly. Sometimes there's no way but protect my life and be thuggy. Say bad boy, don't play, yeah. Say rude boy, rough and tough, rugged, ready for war. You better watch what you say, yeah. You disrespect and get trapped, wind up in a demog. Me say the bad boy, don't play. I'm civilized, living peace, destroy my enemy. God bless me with longer days. Relieve my stress, meditate, we smoke pounds of weed. Smoke pounds of weed. Smoke pounds of weed. The bad boy don't play. Oh no. Bad boy don't play. Oh no. Bad boy don't play, yeah. Say rude boy, rough and tough, rugged, ready for war. You better watch what you say, yeah. You disrespect and get checked, wind up in a demog. Me say the bad boy don't play, yeah. I'm civilized, living peace, destroy my enemy. Job left me with longer days, yeah. Relieve my stress.
And if you're just joining in with us, this is The Streets Don't Love You Back on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Robert Boyd. And our guest tonight is Mr. Joe Johns from Cincinnati, Ohio. And if you'd like to give us a call in tonight, our number is 347-826-7273. We do have a caller. Let's see who that is. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, what do you say? This is Rising Sun checking in.
Hey, Rising Sun. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, just giving thanks. It's out here on the grind, man. Listening to the show. I appreciate good shout out on the song, man. I appreciate you promoting the music, you know. And there, man, all the listeners know the streets definitely don't love you back. So, you know, man, you got to be cautious of how you have yourself out here.
Right. Right. Well, we have. Go ahead,
Mr. Sender. What did you say, bro?
Are we just letting you know that we have Mr. Joe Johns also, our other guest on the line from Cincinnati, Ohio, as well, and Mr. Rob Boyd is on the line with us as well.
Okay.
Can you hear Mr. Johns?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. We appreciate you checking in, Rising Sun. I'm going to jump back to Mr. Joe Johns, and I'm going to be right back with you in a few minutes. We appreciate you.
All right. That'll work.
Yeah, Mr. John, I just wanted to ask you, you know, with you being around a long time, like you said, in the last 40, 50 years, you know, a lot has been already done wrong toward a lot of people on how they think and how they go about doing things, you know.
Right.
What is your suggestion far as from an old school guy to some of these young school cats that want to be thugs and that want to be so-called gangsters, you know, which we all know. That's the oldest failure in history, you know what I mean? Because you never win.
Yeah. Well, I would have them take a look at their community and see how they are destroying it. If they dropped out of school, I would suggest to them to go back to school. I would suggest also that they become a part of the positiveness in their community. I mean, the same way that our community began to go down, we can build it up the same way. It's a frame of mind that we have allowed to seep into our community, and it doesn't have to be. I mean, you hear a lot of the elders talk about they bring drugs into our community. Well, so what? But you don't have to use it. They bring guns into our community, but you don't. You're almost like a someone without no will. If someone gives you something and tell you to do it, you just go like a robot and do that. We are better than that. Our children are better than that. But if we don't train or teach our children, you will get exactly what we have gotten. Where they begin to hate each other, they will hurt each other, and this doesn't have to be. We grown-ups, and especially we elders that have lived to see this, need to start stepping out and doing what we can. We can talk to our children, we can talk to our grandchildren, we can talk to the children on the street. I know even in my neighborhood, you have a lot of people who are intimidated by the children. You know, I mean, they do think get in the street and they're afraid to say anything to them. We have to start challenging our children so that they can start respecting us. We are the one with the experience. And if we don't give this experience back, then we're going to get exactly what we're getting.
And that's definitely the correct answer to all that, Buck John. And we definitely appreciate you sharing that with us, you know. And like I said, and I repeat once again, to all you cats out there, you know, that go for male and female that's out there trying to live that drug gangster life, you know.
Yeah.
That's the oldest failure in history, you know what I mean? And I want to remind youngsters that that's no life, that's a dead end, you know, and it's a passion for me to be living because I actually lived a gang drug life and all that from the age of 10 years old to my young adulthood into my early 20s. And I've seen a lot of my homeboys dead, a lot of them doing life in the penitentiary and never seeing daylight. And like Miss Lucinda said, through the book, The Streets Don't Love You by book, you will see a lot of things happen to all the cats that I once grew up with, you know.
Yeah.
So we need to make that true change within our community and within ourselves and stop destroying ourselves and our community.
Yeah. And I expect also you have a lot of them walking dead, as you might say. because they have messed their brain up to the point they can't even hold a decent conversation. I just don't know how we. I do know how we got, but it's just sad to see us like this, and so many of our leaders have just given up. They believe that this is the way it is. We keep talking about, well, we've lost in my lifetime, if you believe the hype, we've probably lost the last three or four generations. But the blame is never on the people who's supposed to be teaching. See? You can't.
Exactly.
You just can't let a child, just like an animal, if you let an animal go, he's going to really become an animal. And if you let our children go, they're going to go the same way, because they're teaching themselves, and they're teaching themselves how to survive, and whatever they hit on that seemed to work, this is what they're going to do.
Exactly, and that's a point. And I would just like my co-host, Ms. Lucinda, to speak on something that she wrote, and I would like for her to share it with the listeners out there in the community. About people being slaves in prison in their own mind. I would like for her to touch upon that.
Yeah.
Well, it just, I had a chance to go to the Underground Freedom Center in Cincinnati about a month ago, and it was just a really touching experience to relive and witness what a lot of the people in this country did for us years ago, and to have freedom in this country. And, you know, as we look forward to Independence Day, we all need to think about that for just a minute, what our ancestors did for us in the past to, for us to be able to have freedom. And, it just brought me to this, to thinking that, people that are in gangs and on drugs and, every addiction if you're in that type of situation, you're not free. You're a slave or a prisoner to the gang life, to the drugs, that are taking over you. And, so we have a lot of, there's a lot of prisoners, and it's, they're imprisoning themselves by the things that they're doing and the decisions that they're making in their lives.
Yeah.
That's what I thought about it.
And I know,
but then, it only takes one person to change things too. I had the opportunity to sit on a replica chair of a bus that Rosa Parks sat on. It took one person to say, no, I'm not getting up.
Right.
And, from there, a movement took on. And, and that's what we need to stand up and say, no, we're not going to stand for gangs and drugs in our community or in our state. And, this movement has a lot of work to do, and I realize that we're not going to change things overnight. We're not going to, people have to want to change. But we're going to stand up and say no, and we're going to stand up and say what's right. And and so that's what we're about.
And I think, as you said in what do you call it, where you wrote the what you're doing, you say it in there, be a prisoner of nothing. See, and
right.
I think it has gotten so bad that many people want to change. This is where the leaders come out. I think that if our leaders, and I hate to say the recognized leaders, because I don't think they're the ones to do it, but people like you and our board, who's out there, new on the scene, have an idea of what is going on, have lived the experience, you are probably the best leaders that we can have. So I think people are ready if we can get the word to them.
Right.
Yep.
Right. And what you were referring to, Mr. Johns, was a statement in our mission statement that we
right.
wrote.
Right. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And it's the statement is, we will trust in our dreams and not be a prisoner, and be a prisoner of nothing.
Right. Right.
Right.
And peer pressure. Peer pressure is good if it's coming from the right direction. I tell people all the time, I'm old enough to know that peer pressure used to come from the home to the street. And the mother and fathers, neighbors didn't have to be in your sight, but their peer pressure was so strong, even whenever you had left home, you still felt that pressure to do right. But now it seems the peer pressure is coming from the street into the home. It's everything is just turned 180 degrees.
I agree with that, Mr. John. Me and Mr. Sinner were speaking on peer pressure last week on our first show about that. And I was just explaining to her that peer pressure is a thing where if you want to do something or not do something, can't nobody peer pressure you into doing nothing if you're a strong-minded person. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So you got to be that person to stand up and say, hey, well, I'm not going to go rob no bank with you because you say, hey, let's go stick up a bank, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not going to go down the street and be in no gang because you say, let's go be in a gang. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have to stand up for what's right for yourself. And change start within the individual. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Change don't start within your whole clique. I mean, you know, because your clique could be doing something wrong, and you could be just sitting there not doing nothing. But if they done called a motor case, you done called it too, because you were subject to the crime. So you just like you killed the man too. So why would you socialize yourself with failure? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's all gang life. That's all hanging out selling drugs, hanging out on the corner, wanting to be a thug, wanting to be a gangster. That is all failure, my brothers and sisters, you know?
That's right.
So we definitely want you to start realizing that the streets don't love you back. They will never love you back. Your so-called homies, they don't really love you. Your so-called homegirls, they don't really love you, because if they loved you, they'll be telling you, let's go to somebody's college, let's get some education, let's do something right. Let's invest in this. Let's invest in our future and have some. As long as you invest in the street world, as long as you invest in this so-called I'm a gangster and I'm a thug out, you are nothing but doing yourself one thing, and that's becoming a failure in life, bottom line.
And you're tearing down your community and everybody around it.
Amen.
Yeah. So you have a good thing going here, and I will be listening. And I will be calling in. I've really enjoyed this. And
appreciate
to know
you,
that somebody else is out there fighting on another level makes me feel good. And I will
Thank
be preaching
you.
To everybody I hear to, and you know how dumb I am on computer, but I've gotten it written down. So I will be giving it out to everybody I meet, and hopefully some people around here will start calling in. I'll let them know for sure.
We appreciate it, Mr. John. And that's, I guess, from 11:30 to 12, that was Mr. Brother Joe John. And we definitely appreciate him coming on the show, me and Ms. Lucinda. And our next guest coming up from 12 to 12:30 will be the upcoming reggae artist, Rising Sun. So we're going to go to a break, and we'll be with you with Rising Sun.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Mr. John.
What's up, what's up? This RB checking in. But the streets don't love you back. The movement is on, baby. Letting you know, me and LD talking about that thug / drug life. Let me tell you a little lesson, players. In these streets, baby, they'll never love you back. Trust that.
In these streets, no one can touch you. In these streets, love if you want to. But know these streets, they don't love you. They don't love you.
Everybody's out here talking about all that thug life, player. Talking about that drug dealing thing. Tell you, baby, it's about getting your life together, getting your head on tight, doing something with your life, and stop destroying your community and stop destroying yourself, baby. But when the people come at you, they come for real, player. Homeboys on my team done got 400 million before, baby. 100 million, baby. Now they sitting on death row, baby. That's where you want to be, player. Because the drug game is washed up. The thug game is washed up, baby. They put it in our communities, baby, and they tell us off the top, yeah, you can make this, you can make that. But once they come for you, game over, lights out. Do what you feel, do what you want to do, baby. ready to join the movement. It's the streets, baby, they don't love you back. It's the streets, baby, they don't love you back. Come on, come on.
In the street, no one's above you. In the street, no one can touch you. In the street, love
yeah, yeah.
If you want.
This track here is a track of knowledge, you feel me? Want all young brothers and sisters across America to understand that the drug game, the thug life, that's all washed up right now. Take heed, learn from players that can live that life, you feel me? Much love to my man, the real freeway Ricky Ross. Jeff Step down May 4th, we sending you much love out there to Cali, you feel me? Much love to everybody across state to state who roll with the movement. It's time to open your eyes up, people. It's time to rise up above all this street thing, you feel me? It's a better way. Let's do this.
Yeah. It's moments like this when my back's against the fence that I say fuck the fence. Life is just I gotta go and get a bit. God, he caught up in moves. Shit, I'm strong. It started from my home, so I'm at home when pressure's on. We all alone when we born. We all alone when we die. We need to get our shit together. We can make it if we try. Can probably make it if you cry. But I hate it when you whine. And if all is true is up, then you can take it when you die. I'm on my grind, cause all I got is time. But maybe it's enough. But if it's not, then let me know. Cause I feel like I'm on bus. I'm overstuffed with propaganda. This is slander. And lies, try to slick the public and then wonder why there's crimes and murders on the rise, cause we ain't got a dime. Shit, I'ma hurt some fucking body, you can see it in my eyes. I lie awake sometimes at night and ponder how to get ahead, jump out of bed paranoid, I'm going backwards instead. Feel like my feet is full of lead, cause I just can't move, freestyle life off the head, cause I don't know what to do. I need to make a couple moves. Ooh, I need to make a couple moves. I need to make a couple moves, but I gotta stay free, cause each and everything I do and say affects my seed. Decide what's the truth, separated from fallacy. Separate what I want from the things that I need, and try to make a way for everything to be okay. Stay focused on my goals, so you never stray away. Let the past be the past, and your future's okay. Pay attention to the present, living in it every day. Come
let
on.
Let us all be checking back in with you, like I said. It's that trap of knowledge that you young brothers and sisters understand. That hey, the street life, that's a dead issue, that's a dead game, that's all washed up. Let's get our life together, let's do what we need to do. Let's love more, hate none. RB, love, one. Much love to Lucinda, my manager, and my man LD. Let's do it. 100. Out.
And welcome back to The Streets Don't Love You Back on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Lucinda, your host, with my co-host Robert Boyd. And our topic is The Streets Don't Love You Back.
And we got my man checking in tonight, Mr. Rising Sun. And we want to just thank him, and we want to just say what's happening, Rising Sun, and what's good.
What's happening, man? We're just out here on the grind, man. You know what I'm saying? Just giving thanks that I'm able to, you know, spread a positive message, you know what I mean? Because the way my mother raised me, you know, is basically, essentially, the streets don't love you back movement. That's how my mama raised me, you know. You ain't got to be out here in the street doing this and that. You know, you can learn from all that because it's a valuable lesson, but you ain't got to do the time to learn about it, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right. We appreciate that. So right now, Robinson, we just want to ask you right now, what you got going on and where would you like to contribute words of wisdom to these young youths out here that's trying to be thugs and trying to be gangsters and drug dealers? What kind of words would you contribute to that?
Well, the first thing I would say, man, is you got to reclaim your identity first, man. Because without knowledge of self, you're going to be lost anyway, whatever you're trying to be. If you don't reclaim your identity and really get into that person in the mirror, you know what I'm saying, you ain't going to make it in life no way, regardless of what you try. Because if you don't have a strong foundation within yourself, a connection to your creator, and a purpose in life, then you just on a treadmill. So my first thing to the youth would be to reclaim your identity, man. Get in touch with yourself. Learn to get in touch with your feelings, your spiritual aspect of yourself, your mental aspect, and your physical aspect, meaning that on the physical level, you have to, you know, take care of yourself, eat right and exercise and whatnot. On the mental level, you got to always sharpen and explore realms of education. Always seek to learn more, you know what I'm saying? And whatever you know, seek to, you know, look for deeper understanding. Because just because you might have learned something in school, in real life, it's a whole different version of that. You know what I'm saying? Everything don't end at one level. It's always a progression forward. And it's always levels on top of levels, man, when it comes to learning, man. You never stop learning, regardless of how old you are. You know, life is a learning process, man. So education is the key. Now, if you can't afford to go to college, the library is free. The internet is free. You know what I'm saying? You go to any search engine, you look up anything, and you can seek and find what you're looking for. You know what I mean?
A lot of people that self-educate themselves. And just by reading books and yeah, definitely. And every library now has an internet that you can get on.
Right.
Or a computer that you can use. Or a book you can read for free.
Right, exactly. So there's really no excuses for people out here not to be trying to educate themselves or increase their span of knowledge. You know, that's really how you get ahead in life, because the more you know, the more your mind is open to the big picture.
Exactly. And
Well, what I mean by the big picture, I mean is, you know, it's beyond the planet Earth. I'm talking about the Milky Way galaxy on a universal level, man, the big picture, man.
Yeah,
like, it's much bigger than what's going on. Ain't nothing new under the sun, man. The same stuff been going on. It just keep going on until people change their mind, man. Because if you don't change your mind, you ain't going to change your habits.
Amen, amen. I want to just touch up on that with you, son. When we spoke a while back about some things, you know, and I was just telling Miss Lucinda one day that it's more technology out here, it's more things in the world to do. You know what I mean? So it's no excuse for a cat to be talking about I'm thugged out or I want to be a drug dealer and I'm hanging with my homies, because once again, that's the oldest thing in history, man. People done tried that a million times over and they all done failed that. You know what I mean?
I don't care who you are.
You know what I mean? His own man shit came out, Sammy the Bull. You know what I mean? So there's no such thing as I'm loyal to my homie or I'm loyal to the gang. We talking about the real mafia right here. You know what I mean? This man, Sammy the Bull, turned on his man, John Gotti, and John Gotti spent the rest of his life in prison and died of throat cancer in prison because of what? Because that was his homie. You feel me?
Right.
In that life, there's no such thing as that's my homie. That guy or that female, when it comes down to it and it gets you in that back room, is every man for himself. It's not about that's my homie, you know? So that's what we want you young brothers and sisters to wake up and really realize out here. You know what I mean? You can see
how
they plan. That's not what it's about, because all that is a failure. And just look at your history. To all these real gangsters that was real gangsters out here, and look at that history to now. They all end up falling by the wayside. So let's get your game up and get your education on and be something, you know? And
right.
I also want to
like you said, my bad. Yeah, like you said, it's a dead end, man. It's death or in prison, man. I mean, it's really, you know, it's a dead end, whether you in the graveyard or on the cell block, man. You know what I'm saying? That's where you're gonna end up. If you know what I'm saying, if you're gonna get in, you better hurry up and get out. That's all I can tell you. Cause to try to get in and stay in and talk about you this and that, you know what I mean? You ain't really. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's easy to get in and it's hard to get out, man. It's like it's trouble, man.
You got cement bricks on, or you're in the penitentiary for life. That's the way out, you know what I mean? And that life, you know? But we want to just touch upon with you guys. What did you feel about the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, and when did you hook up with the Streets Don't Love You Back movement?
Well, I just recently hooked up with the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, and what attracted me to it is just the, like I said, that's the way my mother raised me, so I was already attracted to the movement because I've always been about, you know, spitting positive knowledge to the youth, man, because I grew up in an environment where it wasn't nothing but the streets. You know what I mean? But I chose at an early age not to do that. And that's why I want people to know, like you're saying, the peer pressure. You have to have your own mind. You have to make up your own mind what's right for you. You know what I'm saying? You can't let other people influence you to do anything that you don't want to do. That's not what you want to do. Because when I was growing up, man, that's all it was around. And I got involved in that for a while. But then as I looked around and started looking at the big picture, I didn't want to be a part of that no more. So I chose to leave it alone, and I've been left it alone. And the Streets Don't Love You Back movement is the best movement for the youth for the day, because, like you say, so many avenues and opportunities out here for people who don't have felonies on their records, who haven't been out in the street, you know, messing their life up, you know what I'm saying, and making it hard for themselves to advance in society. You know, for those out here who ain't never been to jail, who thinking about being a gangster, you know what I'm saying, you need to think again, because you got more opportunities to go get a trade, you know, get some real education, you know, go learn something and go make, you know, $20, $30 an hour and provide for your family and build a foundation for your kids and your generations down the line, et cetera. You know what I'm saying? But you throw all that away, subscribing to the gang life, calling yourself a thug or a gangster, because, you know, all that's going to lead to is death or jail. Because, you know, once you in, you in. And the only way to get out is to educate yourself, you know what I'm saying, and make that decision to leave it alone.
Amen. So are you happy still to ride and shine, Ms. Lucinda?
No, I a little bit about what we talked about last week, and it all kind of comes back down to personal responsibility. And people, you know, you can't blame other people for what you do. You have to take responsibility for your own actions. You know, Rob was saying last week he didn't believe that peer pressure had anything to do with people joining gangs, and that it was, but, you know, they either wanted to do it or they didn't. And at that point, they did or didn't. So everything comes back down to taking responsibility for your own actions and making the decisions, you know, the choices that you make, and then having to live with the consequences of those choices. Yeah, definitely. The streets don't love you back, and there's a lot of things that you can do to educate yourself if you don't have the money to go to college. And then, if you know, there's loans and grants, and you know, anything's possible if you have a will to do it. And if you have that will, you'll find a way to do it if you really want to do it bad enough.
And there's also all kind of organizations that will help you to either help get you started with your education, or refer you to some financial aid services, or even free classes to get you started in the right direction, or even introduce you to somebody in the industry that you're looking for. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And Amen. The Streets Don't Love You Back movement, we have a scholarship fund that we started to assist people as well. You can log on to our website at www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com and find out more information about that also.
Right.
And we would just like to say as well, always look at what's happening in life and look at things happen before you and analyze that, you know, and analyze that there's no such thing as that's my homie and he ain't going to talk and I, you know what I mean, we're going to do this because down the stretch, man, game over, lights out. You feel me?
That's it, man.
Your homeboy from the tail, because like I said, the Mafia, one of the most powerful organizations in America, you know, and Sammy the Bull told on his man John Gotti. You get no powerful than that right there, you know. So you running around here trying to be a little thug and a little gangbanger, running up and down the street, ain't got no money to buy nothing to eat and all that, and trying to sell drugs, that ain't even the life, man. You just out there living in darkness, you know what I mean? Get your education up, and if you ain't got no record or no felonies, you don't need to be trying to get none. You feel me?
Right, exactly.
Get your life together. Get your head on tight. Do something with your life out here, man, because that gang life, that drug selling, like I say all the time, that's the oldest failure in history, man. Many have tried before you, and they all have lost, because the DEA, the Fed boys, the Jack boys, the snitches, all that is in place, man.
All against you, man.
You have no win.
Exactly, man. The walls close in on you, and you be, you know, suffocated with no air, man, trying to breathe.
bottom line. So what we're going to do tonight, we are glad to have Rising Sun, and me and Miss Lucinda, we're going to go to a commercial, and we're going to play a song, and we're going to come right back with Rising Sun. Thanks for tuning in tonight, and we'll be right back.
All right.
And tonight we're going to hear, Bad Man by Rising Sun.
I don't know what you've been told, but the boys don't fuck around, round.
Welcome back to The Streets Don't Love You Back on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Robert Boyd. And we're talking tonight with Rising Sun. And we were just talking about taking responsibility for your own actions and making the right choices in life that's going to get you ahead and not keep you down. So we're back with Rising Sun and Rob.
Yeah, I'm just another thing about choices. The choices that you make, they shape your future. Whatever you decide to do today is going to affect how your life goes next week, next month, next year. It's all about your decisions. So the thing about making decisions is, some people can't make up their mind because, like I say, if you don't get in touch with that person in the mirror, you'll be out here lost. You have no sense of direction. That's why you have to take time for yourself, away from the gang, away from the block. You know, get away. Whether you have to go to the park, you know, to have some solid time. If you got a car, go drive to a wooded area or a national park reserve, or just take a drive and hit the E-way. If you got gas to burn, just go take a drive and go sightseeing. But you gotta always take time to yourself to even hear yourself think. And a lot of times in the street where people make these decisions, like as far as the gang life, that's the only family they know. So they feel like they don't have no choice because nobody else looked out for them for this and for that. But the thing about the gang, yeah, they'll look out for you for the time being while you out and about, as long as there ain't no jail time involved. But like you said, once they facing some time, if you got anything to do with it, you know, best believe your name is coming up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, ain't we nobody, talked about that last week. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Ain't nobody exclusive. You know, it's what I was told is a stand-up guy is a true gangster. He don't get nobody else involved in his dirt. A real gangster gonna do his own dirt, and he gonna do his time if he get caught up, and he don't have no problem doing his time, and he's not gonna tell on nobody. And they just not made like that today. You know, there's a lot of guys that they can't do nothing by themselves. They want, you know, they only got courage when they got five or six other people with them. But they ain't no gangster by themselves, though. You know, they talk all that hard stuff when they with their boys. But when they by themselves, you know, they like little Pikachu or something, one of them little Pokemons. You know what I mean? They really ain't no, they really ain't no real G's. Yeah, they really ain't no real G's, man. And like I said, man, real gangsters handle their own business. They selfish, dependent, and reliant. You know what I mean? But the discipline of a gangster and the discipline of a doctor is pretty much the same. Is you responsible for your own actions. You got to make your own decisions. But see, a lot of these gangs across the country, man, is blood in and blood out. So you got to kill somebody to get in the gang, just a random person. And if you talk about you trying to lead the gang, you got to kill somebody again.
Or they're going to kill you. Yeah.
Or they're going to kill you, right. You know, so, you know, when you make those decisions, you know, as far as the gang life, man, you know, some gangs it's like it's more of a beating where you got 12, 15 guys just beating you and kicking you to get in and to get out. Which is, you know what I'm saying, it's a little less extreme than death, but still, I mean, who wants to be retarded, get beat to, you know, till you can't even hardly think straight,
right,
just because you're trying to be affiliated, you know what I mean? You want to get affiliated with education, you know what I'm saying? You want to get affiliated with progress, you know what I mean? That's who you want to be affiliated with, because like King Boy was telling everybody, man, it's a dead end, man. The streets definitely don't love you back, man. If you loving the street life, you're going to see, you know, you're going to just learn the hard way that the streets don't love you back. You ain't got to listen to what we're saying. You could be hard-headed.
It's not
going to
last long either. Right.
Yeah. It's going to be a very short career. You know what I'm saying? There's no longevity in that. You know what I mean? That's, you know, if you're going to be involved with it, it's a hit it and quit it industry. You know what I'm saying? It's something that you slide in and slide out as quick as possible, if not to even avoid it altogether. It's better just to avoid it altogether. But, you know, we in the recession, and, it, you know, common sense will tell you, man, if people still using that stuff, and I'm going to just say that stuff to, for all of the above, when people still using that stuff and you got access to the stuff and you ain't got no food on the, you know what I'm saying, the refrigerator, I mean, common sense, you know, survival ethics, man, you got to do what you got to do. But as far as these people out here trying to make a career out of it, that's pretty much what the Streets Don't Love You Back movement is about. Don't be glorifying the street life like it's something to do. It's only something, you know, that's a last resort. It's a survival tactic. It's like in the Boy Scouts, they got the techniques of five different techniques of tying a rope. You know what I'm saying? Out here on the street doing whatever, selling that stuff, you know what I'm saying? That's just like tying the knot, man. It's a one-time thing. It's something that you use if you got to, but you really don't want to, because once you get caught up, it's a wrap. You're going to do them years, and them people that you thought was your friends is going to show you how much of friends that they really wasn't.
Exactly.
You know what
I'm
saying?
No loyalty in that game anymore.
Yeah, so don't make a career out of it. You know, everybody got to do what they got to do, and, you know, everybody has different opportunities and choices to make. But if you get in touch with that person in the mirror, you know what I'm saying, you want to always polish your mind. always strengthen your spirit to be independent thinking. Be able to think for yourself. Make your own decisions. Make wise decisions. Because if you just going off of what you see every day, then you're still not participating in the game of life by not making your own decisions about what you're going to do or even sitting and thinking about what you would have done in that situation. You know what I mean? It's all kind of ways to educate yourself. You know what I mean? If you can't read, then there's people, there's churches and organizations that'll help you sit you down and give you free classes and teach you how to read.
Amen.
You know what I mean? There really is no excuse for you not to be out here learning and try to better yourself through education, through books, through the internet. We have all the resources available to us for success on every level of life, whatever you're trying to do. It's all there for you. You just got to get up and be about it, man.
Yes, indeed. And we're definitely glad that you're spreading that knowledge tonight, Rising Sun. And one thing, me and Ms. Lucinda want to ask you as well, let the fans and everybody know that you'll be on Streets Don't Love You Back soundtrack dealing with my documentary. We would like for you to speak on that for a minute.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I'm really appreciative that you allowed me to get on there, man, and help promote the movement with you, man. And it's always an honor to be a part of something that's positive, man, because there's so many people out here that's claiming that they're doing something positive, man, but, you know, behind the scenes, man, they're doing all kind of other things. And this right here is a pretty much cut and dry, straight to the point. You know what I mean? We're trying to save the youth, and we're trying to help the youth save themselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we can only do so much for you. The power is yours to really make that change. And that's what
Amen.
We want all the listeners to know. The power's, you got the power in your hands. We just steering you in a direction, man. We can lead you to the river, but we can't make you drink. You know what I'm saying?
That's my old saying from the old school. So for all you fans don't know what that means, that's an old school saying. You know, we can lead you to the well, but we definitely sure can't make you drink it. You feel me? We can just take you right to the promised land, and it's up to you to say, hey, this is it for me. It's a positive way, and I'm going to roll that way. You know?
Right.
And
exactly.
To all the listeners, we got 2 minutes left on the show, and we would like to give Rising Sun an opportunity to give his shout-outs to whoever he needs to give his shout-outs to. And we thank everybody for tuning in, and we would like for you to keep tuning in every Wednesday at 11:30 Eastern Time, 8:30 Pacific Time.
I just want to give thanks and praise to his Imperial Minister for Haile Selassie the First, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Conquering Lion of Judah. I want to thank King Boyd and Queen Lucinda for allowing me to come on the show. I want to thank the Streets Don't Love You Back movement for being a positive light, you know, for the ghetto youth, and it's going to be a positive life coming because this movement is strong, and people are going to pick up because they're tired of losing their babies out here in the street. I want to thank my mama, you know what I'm saying, for raising me with some common sense, you know what I'm saying? She didn't raise me with the street sense, you know, I got my street sense from the street, and I want to thank all, you know what I'm saying, all the OGs and Vietnam vets and pimps and players that, you know, pulled my coattail, put me over to the side, and you know, really kept something on my mind as far as, you know, not getting caught up in these streets. You know, that's really me listening to my elders is why I'm where I'm at today, and I'm not in prison. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hey, we just want to thank that, and we'll give Miss Lucinda the last minute with the words, and I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, myself, to all the fans, tune in to the Streets Don't Love You Back, like I say, every Wednesday, and also log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com, and I'll take it over to Ms. Lucinda.
And we'd like to thank Mr. Johns for joining us tonight as well, and again, thank you, Rising Sun, and we'd also like to give our condolences to Farrah Fawcett's family, Michael Jackson's family, Ed McMahon's family, and today Mr. Carl Malden passed away as well. So we'd like to give condolences to all of their families. And remember to be responsible for your own actions, and don't be a part of the problem, be a part of the solution. And join us with the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, and log into our website, and you can join us there. You can contact us there. You can find out more about our scholarship fund, as well as our new reality show that's coming out in September. And we're wishing you all a happy 4th of July. As you remember,
I'm here to get somebody else, though.
As you remember what your freedom is about, be safe and have a good Independence Day this weekend. And we're out. Remember, the streets don't love you back.